It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Have you tried the $6.99 meal of the day at Subway? Get a 6-inch sub of the day, small drink, and chips or two cookies just for $6.99. Make it a foot long for $3 more. Subway has specials every day. Stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, Clear City, and two locations in Wilmer.
And it's game time. Let's turn things over to Paul Ramo.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Lackawanna Valley High School. We got softball for you here, a Camden Conference matchup between the Lakeview Lakers and the Lackawanna Valley Eagles. The Lakers come in with a record of 4-3, and the Eagles 5-1. The Eagles are undefeated so far early in the season here in the Camden Conference at 4-0, Lakeview 3-1. So this is a very important game early in the season here for both these teams to stay on top of the Camden Conference. Of course, Mineota Canby, they're in first place at with a 5-0 record conference-wise. They are 8-3. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Lakeview Lakers. This is unusual. There's four Hens girls, three are sisters, one are cousins. They're going to bat 1, 2, 3, 4 for Lakeview. Kia Hens will play shortstop and lead it off. Ashton Hens will bat second and play third base. Taylor Hens will bat third and catch. Avery Hens will play center field and bat fourth. Batting fifth, Emma Bruspin, and she'll play left field. McKenna Anderson is the pitcher. She'll bat sixth. Batting seventh is Morgan Veldy, the right fielder. Kaya Kavetsky will bat eighth and play first base. Tegan Feeney will bat ninth and play second base. That's your starting lineups for Lakeview. For Lackawanna Valley, leading off, Aiden Bond. Batting second, Callie Kahn. Kahn will be in left field. Bond will catch. Maddie Geiser will bat third and play first base. Abby Amlin will play center field and bat fourth. Raya Borstad will bat fifth and play right field. Eva Traeger will bat fifth and play second base. Shortstop is Carson Whitnable. She'll bat seventh. Sadie Zarbach is batting eighth and playing third base. Ashton Shelstead is the designated player, and in the circle is Maya Mortensen. The Eagles are coached by Scott Sawatsky, Ryan Lee, Riley Sawatsky, Sidney Clark, and Ryan Grunholz. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Thanks to Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a break and come back with the first pitch between the Eagles and the Lakers right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Our sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Mineota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluber Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Mineota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wazinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madison Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lacapal Valley, Lakeview batting. And we just got some action as we come out of commercial break. The catcher, Aiden Bond, after the pitch, chased down the runner at third, Kara Hines, and that's your first out of the inning. We just got underway here. They didn't do the starting lineups or national anthem, so that we got a didn't time that one out well. But Kara Hines for Lakeview started off with a base hit to left field. She got all the way to third. Now she just got tagged out as her sister Ashton Hines bunted the ball or passed ball, and the catcher for Lacapal Valley, Aiden Bond, got the ball and then chased Hens back to third and tagged her out just before she got to the third base bag. So this is the third batter, Taylor Hens. Here's a throw to third and a stolen base for Ashton Hens of Lakeview. It's Lakeview and Lacapal Valley in the Camden Conference softball matchup here out at Lacapal Valley. Really no wind, hardly, just a very light breeze. That's highly unusual. And as we pick up the action here, the Lakeview Lakers, they have a record of 4-3. They're 3-1 in the Camden Conference. They have a runner at third, Ashton Hens. Taylor Hens is batting. There's a pop-up behind home plate, foul for strike two. Two balls, two strikes to Hens. As I said in the Subway pregame show, highly unusual. I've never seen this before, but the first four batters for Lakeview, their last name is Hens. Three are sisters and one is a cousin. And here's Taylor Hens, pops it up to right field, base hit. That's going to score a run. So Taylor Hens, who is the cousin, just a little bloop single to right for an RBI. And Lakeview gets on the board first here in the top of the first inning, 1-0. Now here's Avery Hens, a sophomore. She'll be playing center field. There's one out. And in the circle, there's a bunt foul for strike one. Maya Mortensen is the pitcher for Lacapal Valley. She's a ninth grader. And right now she has one strike on Avery Hens. And here's the pitch. It's high. Defensively for Lacapal Valley, Aiden Bond is behind the plate. Maddie Geiser at first base. Eva Traeger playing second. Next pitch down low for a ball. Carson Whitnable is at shortstop. Sadie Zarbach is at third base. That's your infield. Here's Mortensen's pitch. Swung on and missed. Struck her out. There's your first strikeout for the freshman, Maya Mortensen, as Hens goes down swinging for the second out. And here's Emma Bruspin. She'll play left field for Lakeview. We're in the top of the first, 1-0 Lakeview. Pitches outside low and down the second base is Taylor Hens. She had the RBI single to right, scoring her cousin, Ashton Hens, from third base. Bruspin batting. Pitches inside, gets by the catcher to Bond, and the runner will go to third base. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapal Valley this afternoon. And we got a good crowd here. Really good crowd. Mortensen's pitch is down low. Bond digs it out of the dirt. I should have mentioned the outfield for the Eagles. Callie Kahn, the seniors in left field. What a season she's having. Abby Amlin out in center. There's a ground ball to second base. Traeger fields it, throws to first, and they get the out. Nice job by Eva Traeger of the Eagles, a 4-3 putout for the third out of the inning. But Lakeview comes up with one run there on two hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. The Eagles are swinging a hot bat. Let's see if they can continue that. And they're coming up here in the bottom of the first. We'll be back after this.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lacapaul Valley High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We have softball for you this afternoon. Kind of a little earlier start. We usually don't start till 4:30, but 4 o'clock is the start here today. Eagles are down 1-0, and here's our first bat of the game, bottom of the first inning, Aiden Bond, Callie Kahn, Maddie Geiser, to face a ninth grade pitcher. Just like the Eagles have Maya Mortensen, a freshman, McKenna Anderson, a freshman, pitching for Lakeview. And she throws a good fastball to number 6, Aiden Bond. One ball, one strike to Aiden. McKenna Anderson is tall. And there's a solid hit to center field for Aiden Bond. I mentioned the Eagles have really been swinging a hot bat the last couple of games. A lot of hits, 12 hits, 14 hits. Lacapaul Valley last night beat Renville County West 14-4. They swept McCray the last few games and putting up some big numbers. Here's a shot down the right field line. This is Callie Kahn probably swinging the hottest bat right now in the Camden Conference. She had a home run and a triple, I believe, last night. A lot of activity out here at Lacapaul Valley last night with the tennis match, a huge track meet, the Nibby Track and Field Invitational was held here, softball game. Here's the pitch, the throw goes out to center field, and Bond's on her way to third base. So Aiden Bond is attempting to steal second. The catcher, Taylor Hins, threw it wide right and went out to center field, and that allowed Bond to get the third, so there we go. Tying run with on at third base. Kahn pops it up, second base caught. The second baseman, Feeney, easy catch at second base. Just a little blue pop up there to the second baseman, Tegan Feeney. And there's one out. Tying runs at first. Here's Matt Geiser, takes the first pitch, swings it, to the third baseman. She throws it wide. A run's going to score, and Geiser goes down to second base. An error on the third baseman there, Ashton Hens, for Lakeview, and that allows Aiden Bond to score from third to tie the ball game up. Geiser didn't waste no time. She swung at the first pitch. Here's Abby Amlin. Boy, I tell you what, you don't dare look down your scorebook because you're going to miss something. Softball is such a fast-moving sport. Fast-moving as far as action goes. A lot faster than baseball. Swing and a miss by Abby. Abby's a senior. She'll be out she's playing center field for the Eagles. She had an opportunity with the RBI out there with Maddie Geiser. Next pitch is low for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Abby Amlin. The pitcher, McKenna Anderson, delivers, and did she go around? And, yep, they're going to call it a leave. She's out. And Abby doesn't realize that. Now she does. The umpire tells her, and Coach Scott Sawatsky coming over to kind of argue that call. Abby didn't really go around. I don't know. And the pitch was way outside. That was a big out for Lakeview. Now there's two outs. Here's Raya Borsted. Pitches in the dirt. Geyser's at second base. One to nothing, Lakeview. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Anderson's pitch to Borsted is high for ball two. 2-0 to Raya Borsted. Eagles trying to get Maddie Geyser in from second base to take the lead. Right now we're tied 1-1. And here's the next pitch, and that's ball three. 3-0 to Raya Borsted. Eva Traeger on deck. And McKenna Anderson delivers. And that's a strike right down the plate on 3-0. Coach Scott Sawatsky coaching third. Ryan Lee, the assistant coach, at first base. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Borsted. Pops it up in foul territory in front of the dugout. And the first baseman makes the catch for the third out. Nice job by Goretzky. The first baseman, a sophomore, caught it right in front of her own dugout. And that will end the inning for Lacapulco Valley, but they come up with one run on one hit. That was Aiden Bond. One Lakeview air, and they leave Geyser at second base. We will go to the top of the second. We have a tie ball game, 1-1, between the Eagles and the Lakers. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports also brought to you by the Lacapulco Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lacapulco Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Well, we're tied 1-1 between Lacapulco Valley and the Lakeview Lakers. We're at the top of the second inning. Lakeview batting. Here's the pitcher, McKenna Anderson. Mortensen's pitch is down low. For ball three, each team scored a run in the first inning. Lacapulco Valley's freshman pitcher, Maya Mortensen, in her windup in the pitch, and that's ball four. There's your first walk of the game for Maya Mortensen. She walks Lakeview's pitcher, McKenna Anderson. Here's Morgan Valdi, the right fielder, number six, looks down to her coach. Lakeview just won conference loss. She squares around the bunt. And that's, I'm not sure what that was. That was a ball. That was a ball, okay. Yeah, they lost. The only conference loss Lakeview has is the Tracy Milroy Ballatin. That's their only 3-1 in conference, 4-3 overall. The next pitch from Mortensen, throw down to first. And the ball gets away from the second baseman, Traeger, and the runner is going to go to second base. So after the pitch, the Lacapulco Valley's catcher, Aiden Bond, elected to throw down the first to try to pick Anderson off, and it glanced off Geyser's glove and went out to right field. And a bunt foul there by Valdi. One out, nobody out. We're in the top of the second inning. More and more people coming into the La Caparra Valley softball complex here. Here's a pitch, and that's outside for a ball. Anderson for Lakeview's at second base, representing the go-ahead run. This is a big Camden Conference matchup here today. Big game in the standings. There's ball four, so back-to-back walks given up there by Maya Mortensen, and Coach Sawatsky is going to call timeout, I believe, and go out to talk to Maya. She's only a ninth grader. Lakeview Lakers, as I mentioned, their only conference loss was to Tracy Milroy Ballaton. That was at Lakeview, 11-2, and they've beat Murray County Central. They beat Tracy Milroy Ballaton, and that was actually a doubleheader. They split in that doubleheader. Then they shut out Dawson Boyd 9-0, and they lost their season opener, a game you heard right here on Q92, to Border West in 5 innings, 11-0. Okay, Coach Sawatsky's back in the dugout, and the Eagles and the Lakers tied 1-1, but the Lakeview Lakers are threatening with runners on first and second. Anderson at second, Valdi at first, and here's Kavortsky. I think I said that right. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Kavortsky at the plate. One ball, one strike. Well, we just call her Kaya. That's her first name. And the pitch to Kaya is strike two. Nice pitch by Mortensen. Maya's got a good delivery. One ball, two strikes. Two on. Ground ball to Traeger at second. Fields it. Goes to first for the out. Nice fielding play there by Eva Traeger. She's just a 10th grader. One out, but the runners do advance. Now here's the number 9 batter, the second baseman, Feeney. Pitches high. Vaughn, the catcher, she's a good one. Eagles have had always have had outstanding catchers. Pitch in the dirt. Oh, it rolls by. Here comes a run. It's 2-1 on a wild pitch. Lakeview scores. Anderson scores from third on the wild pitch. There's no chance for Aiden to stop that. So going over to third base was Valdi. So there's one out. Valdi's on third. Feeney batting. 2-0 to Feeney. The pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. Nice fastball there by Mortensen. Can hear the pop in the glove of Aiden Bond's catcher's mitt. Got the windows open up here in a brand new press box. Next pitch, down low for ball three. Three balls and one strike to Lakeview senior Tegan Feeney. Valdi's at third base. The pitch is ball four. So that's three walks here in the inning for Mortensen. And that will bring up the top of the order, Hins. Kiara, the shortstop, got a base hit. Opposite field, she's a left-handed batter. Callie Kahn, the left fielder, coming in. And she's going to lay down a bunt, missed the bunt for a strike. Geiser was charging in from first. Zarbach from third. Catcher Aiden Bond. Everybody's ready. They're expecting bunt again. Runners on the corners. And a pitch is down low. That was a ball. One ball, one strike. To Kiara Hins. Yeah, there's three Hins sisters in the starting lineup. Swung on and fouled back for strike two. So Hins, one ball, two strikes. One and two. Big pitch here for Mortensen. Pops it foul behind home plate. Boy, looking into the bleachers here, the bleachers are pretty much full in front of us here. A lot of people in cars around the fence. One ball, two strikes to Hens. The windup and the pitch by Mortensen. Check swing, fouled to the backstop. Kiera's sister Ashton is on deck. Then her cousin is after that, Taylor Hens. And then another Hens sister, Avery. The first four batters for Lakeview. Have you ever seen that before? Pitches way high, goes to the backstop, and it ricochets right to the back, right back to the catcher, Bond. So the runners, Feeney did go down a second on that. So runners on second and third. The pitch, ground ball, playable, third base, fields it, and now they're going to come home with it, and Bond tags her out. Good heads-up play by Sadie Zarbach at third base. Two outs. It was just a little chopper to third base. Zarbach fielded, was going to go home, and then she froze, and the runner, Veldy, decided to try to go home, and Zarbach threw to Aiden Bond at home, and they tagged her out at the plate for the second out. Feeney at third, here's a pop foul out of play. This is Ashton Hens batting. So Lakeview still has runners on second and third. Feeney's at third. Hens is at second. Two outs. It's 2-1 Lakeview. And Ashton Hens is batting. She came around to score in the first inning. Swung on. Did she get a piece of it? She swung at it. That's got to be a strike. It is. One ball, two strikes. Big pitch coming up here for freshman Maya Mortensen. Try to get out of the inning. Lakeview has runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Hard hit ball up the middle, base hit. This might score two. Here's a play to the plate. Throw to the plate, not in time. And that's a two-run single for Ashton Hens. And that was a big hit with two strikes on her, scoring Feeney from third and her sister Kiera from second. Two RBIs for Ashton Hens as she stands on second base. The throw home, Hens was allowed to go to second base. Ball was hit out the left center field. Mortensen's pitch to Taylor Hens. Oh, it slipped out of her hand. And it just rolled by the dugout there, and that allowed Ashton Hens to go to third. Taylor Hens is batting. It's 4-1 now, Lakeview. There's two outs. There's a strike. One ball, one strike to Taylor Hens. Boy, that was a big hit with two strikes on. Ground ball to short. Whitnable fields it, throws not in time, and that scores another run as Ashton Hinn comes in and scores. Boy, Taylor Hinn's bolted down the first baseline. It was a routine ground ball to Carson Whitnable at short. Carson fielded clearly through the first, but that was not in time. And a run scores. Here's Avery Hinn's batting. Here's the windup and the pitch. And that's inside. Thrown on the first! And Geiser puts the tag on Taylor Hens a little late. Boy, Bond, the catcher, after the pitch, Bond threw down to first base and almost got her. Next pitch is a strike. Ooh, wait, they call that a ball. My mistake. That was ball three. Boy, I thought that was a strike. Scoreboard says 3-0 to Avery Hens. Pitches inside for ball four, walk. And now here's Emma Brusbin, and Coach Scott Sawatsky calls time again. This might be all for Maya. But the base is loaded, and Maya's handing the ball over to Coach Sawatsky, so we got a new pitcher. So with the pitching change, we'll take a commercial break. And the Lakeview Lakers leading Lac La Valley 5-1. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. WOW Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by WOW Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Wow. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
All right, the new pitcher for Lacapal Valley is Ava Deline. She's a ninth grader also. And Lakeview, the runners on first and second. Here's the swing. Brewson pops it up to center field, and it's caught by Abby Amlin out there in center field for the third out. But that was a big inning for the Lakeview Lakers. They score four times there in the second inning on just one hit. Four runs on one hit, no Eagle errors, and Lakeview leaves two on base. So we'll take a commercial break. Lakeview coming to bat here in the, or Lacapal Valley coming to bat here in the bottom of the second. They're down now 5-1. We'll be right back after this.
Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92 also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lacapal Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapal Valley High School. It's Lakeview 5, Lacapal Valley 1. 5-1, Lakers. Eagles batting in the bottom of the second. Eva Traeger, Whit Nabel, and Zarbach, the first three batters. To face ninth grader McKenna Anderson, a right-hander for Lakeview. Lakeview in their bright all-blue uniforms. Ground ball hit the second base. Feeney fields it, throws to first, and there's your first out. Eva Traeger grounds out the second base. And here's Carson Whitnable. Carson Whitnable. Into the batter's box here. Her first at bat in the game. And Anderson's pitch. She's outside for a ball. A little hazy out here at Lacapal Valley. I'm not sure if it's dust. Must be dust in the air. We need some rain. Pitches inside. Oh, a hitter. It hit her. And there's our first hit batsman. So the Eagles get a base runner. And here's number 10, the third baseman, Sadie Zarbach. Coach Sawatsky flashing the signals. Sadie steps into the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Anderson. Swing and a miss for strike one. Boy, Sadie was going for the fence there. Coach Sawatsky, again, flashing the signals. We got Whit Nabel at first base. Carson's good runner. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike. 0-2 count. Zarbrock falls behind 0-2. Sadie at the plate. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Throw down to first, and Whitnabel gets back. Second strikeout for McKenna Anderson of Lakeview. And two outs. Here's the number 9 batter, the designated player, an 8th grader, Ashton Shelstead. Pitches way high. Goes to the backstop, and down to second base is Whitnabel. Well, Ashton, you got an RBI out there if you get a base hit. Eagles down 5-1 if you're just tuning in. Here's the pitch from Anderson. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop. When I got out here, there was really no wind, not even a breeze. Now I see the American flag is moving a little bit out there. Always got to have wind at Lacapaul Valley. Swung on and fouled back there by number 13, Ashton Shelstead, for strike 2. So Anderson, 1-2 to Shelstead, the number 9 batter for Lacapaul Valley. Eagles have a runner at second and Whitnabel. See if Anderson can get out of a bit jam there, and that pitch is outside for 2. Didn't miss by much. Shelstead, 2-2, 2 outs. Runner on second for the Eagles. Pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out. Back-to-back strikeouts there for the freshman, McKenna Anderson of Lakeview. So for Lacapaul Valley, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Whitnabel at second base. We'll take a break. Lakeview leads 5-1, and we're going to the top of the third.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks, or even key fobs, we fix it all quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Hi, my name is Maya Swatsky. I am in 9th grade at Lacapaul Valley High School. My favorite subject is math, and my favorite teacher this year is Mr. Biergon because he makes the class fun and easy to learn. Something I enjoy about school is being able to come to school and see all my friends every single day.
All right, Ava Deline starting the top of the third inning. She came in relief of Mortensen. Here's the first pitch to Anderson, and she hits it to short, and Whitnabel fields it, throws the first, not in time. Anderson gets the board on the first pitch of the inning. Ground ball to hit the short, Whitnabel. Here's a bunt, and it's foul by number 6, Valdi, Morgan Valdi, a sophomore. Lakeview starts 3 seniors, 1 junior, 4 sophomores, and a 9th grader. Here's the pitch, a little chopper in front of the home plate, and Bond will field it, throw not in time. Now Geiser throws to third, and sliding safely into third is Anderson. Everybody's safe for Lakeview. Just a little chopper in front of home plate, and Deline was going to field it, but Bond got beat her to the ball in front of home plate, and then Aiden threw the first, but it wasn't in time. So Valdi with a base hit. And here's Kovratsky. The pitch, there's a strike to third baseman sophomore Kaya. So Lakeview now has runners in scoring position, second and third base, and nobody out. They lead 5-1 here in the top of the third. Ava Deline is pitching for Lacapaul Valley. So Coach Sawatsky had Mortensen start, a 9th grader, and now Deline, a 9th grader as well. Some young pitchers here. Of course, Maya Sawatsky. Oh, the pitch is down low there. Takaya. Maya Swatsky, who's one of the better pitchers in the Camden Conference last year, blew her knee out. And during a basketball game this winter for the Eagles. And so she's out for the season here. Full count to Gretz. Oh, that hits her. Hits batsman, and the bases are loaded. And now Coach Swatsky having the infield come in. The infield is going to be way in because they field the ball. They're going to come home for a force out. Here's the number 9 batter, Tegan Feeney, who walked and came around to score and only at bat. So Ava Deline in a bit of a jam here. There is nobody out. No outs. Pitch is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Anderson at third. Veldy at second. Kaya Kurvetsky at first base. And Feeney is batting. The pitch popped up in the infield. That's an infield fly. And now the runner goes to third, and she's out. This might be a double play for the Eagles. Now the base umpire is going to come over. Yeah, the girl at first, that's two outs. That is two out. Infield fly rule. Feeney hit the ball straight up in the air right in front of home plate. And then the base runner from third tried to come home, but they tagged her out trying to get back to third. So we got two outs. And Hens is batting. Runners on second and third. One and two. And top of the order, Kira Hens. Ball gets by the catcher. Bond, here's the player to the plate. She's out. Good coverage there by Ava Deline to end the inning. And that's got to pump the Eagles up. Boy, Lakeview, the pitch got by Bond. The catcher went to the backstop. The runner from third tried to score on the pass ball or the wild pitch. Bond threw it to Ava Deline, and she put the tag on the runner at home plate for the third out. Nice job there by the young freshman Ava Deline. So Lakeview in that inning, no runs on two hits, one Eagle error, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Eagles down 5-1. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster.
Hi, my name is Mark Sinsepinon, and I am in ninth grade at Lockparl Valley High School. My favorite subject is math, and my favorite teacher this year is Mr. Biragon. The reason why I like Mr. Biragon is because the way he teaches geometry and makes it easy to understand. Something I enjoy about this school is boys volleyball and seeing my friends and cousins.
All right, as we come out of commercial break, and the Eagles' Aiden Bond was batting, and at four straight pitches were balls, so Bond draws the walk here in the bottom of the third, and the Eagles are down 5-1 to the Lakeview Lakers. Pitching is McKenna Anderson for Lakeview, and now facing Callie Kahn. Boy, the Eagles got out of a huge jam there last inning. Kahn swings at it and fouls it back for strike two. Lakeview had bases loaded, nobody out, and they didn't get a run. And a good job on that third out by the ninth grader, Ava Deline. Two strikes to Callie. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. Taylor Hens is the catcher for Lakeview. Eagles have Bond at first base. One ball, two strikes to Callie Kahn. McKenna Anderson in her windup in the pitch. A line drive in out the right field. Base hit for Callie Kahn. On her way to third base is Aiden Bond. Callie Kahn continues her hot hitting here for the Eagles. Here's Maddie Giese, a ninth grader, the first baseman for the Eagles. Hey, there's nobody out. The Eagles have two runners on base. Giese squares around the bunt. No. And now they throw the third, and everybody's safe. Kahn was stealing second base, and the catcher, Taylor Hinz, threw it to the shortstop, Kiera Hinz, her sister, or cousin, I should say. And they almost got Aiden Bond picked off at third. Geiser will be swinging away. Ground ball hit right back to the pitcher. Now they go to first to get Geiser. 1-3 put out, one out. Runners will stay at second and third. Geiser swung at the ball, hit it right back to the pitcher, Anderson. She stared Bond down at third and quickly went to first. Here's Abby Hamlin. Swing and a miss by Abby. Abby struck out in the first inning. Abby's a senior, will be graduating here shortly. They got bat here in the ballgame with two on for the Eagles. Hamlin swings at that one, follows it out of play. So Abby falls behind, 0-2, one out. Bond at third, Kahn at second. Here's the pitch, gets by the catcher, here comes Bond to score, and she does, and it's 5-2 on a wild pitch. Kahn moves over to third base. One ball, two strikes to Abby Hamlin. Good athlete. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Two outs. And now it's up to Raya Borsted to see if she can hit in Callie Kahn at third base. 5-2 is the score. Lakeview leading. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, right field. Valdo makes the catch out and right to end the inning. Right fielder hauls it in for out number three. So for La Capel Valley that inning, they do get one run on one hit. That was Kahn. No errors, and they leave one on base. We will go to the top of the fourth inning. The score, Lakeview 5, La Capel Valley 2. We'll be right back.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
Hi, I'm Raya Borsted with the Lacaparo Valley softball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparo Valley on this Friday night. 5-2 the score, Lakeview leading Lacaparo Valley in a very important Camden Conference matchup here. Lakeview batting number 5, it's the top of the order for the Lakers. Kiera Hinz batting. She was up last inning. What happened here? Got my scoreboard. There's a strike thrown from Ava Deline. Two strikes to Kiera Hinz. Here's the next pitch, and that's ball two, 2-2. Lakeview scored 4 runs just on one hit in the second inning. That's why the 5-2 lead here. Deline pitching. for the Eagles in relief of Maya Mortensen. The pitch is outside. We've got a full count to number 5, Kiara Hinds. Here's the pitch. Full count. Ground ball. Second base. Traeger fields it. Goes to first. And they get the speedy Kiara Hinds. You got to be quick. These Hinds girls are fast. Nice job by Traeger at second. Like I said, the first 4 batters for Lakers are all Hinds girls. 3 are sisters. And here's sister Ashton Hinds. Left-handed batter. I think Kiara was the left-handed batter as well. The pitch from Delaney, swing and a miss for strike 1. Mortensen and Delaney, both pitchers here for the Eagles. Here's the next pitch, and that's outside. Are just ninth graders, so the future looks bright in the circle for pitching, and Maya Sawatsky comes back. Here's a ground ball to Traeger, second base. Oh, it goes under her glove. And we've got to give an error there. Infield is way in. And Eva just didn't get the glove down in time. Here's Taylor Hinds. She's the cousin, I was told. The catcher is batting. She squares the bunt. Bunts it foul for strike 1. Well, the coaches show tomorrow morning at 8:30. We start at 8:30 in the spring. Interview both coaches, golf coaches first, and try to squeeze in Austin Ireland and tennis tomorrow morning. Here's a bunt foul for strike 2. So Taylor trying to bunt her way on here with her cousin, Ashton Hinds, at first base. 0-2 pitch. Let's see what Ava Delaney throws here. She's in her windup and the pitch. There's a hard hit ball to center field. And Abby Amlin gets it quickly back into the infield. A hit there to center for Taylor Hinds. Ashton stops at second. And here's Avery Hinds. One out. Avery struck out and walked in the ball game. Delaney winds up in the pitch. Popped up, shallow center. Amlin's not going to get there. And here's the throw to third. Might force her out. And no, she's safe. Sarbach couldn't hang on to the ball there. So a base hit. Everybody's safe and the bases will be loaded. Nice job by Amlin in center field. She's running in as hard as she could, just couldn't get there in time. Fielded on one hop and then threw a bullet to Zarbach at third for the force out. And Sadie just dropped the ball. So the bases are loaded for Lakeview. They lead 5-2. There's one out. And here's Emma Bruspin. Pitches high for a ball. Number 4, the left fielder, Emma Bruspin, a sophomore. She has made contact both at bats. And she makes a big contact there. This is well hit. It's going to go over Kahn's head. The left fielder goes all the way to the fence. This is going to clear the bases, folks. It is Emma Bruspin with a 3-run double to the left field fence. Big hit of the game right there. Wow, that was well hit. I thought it was going to be a home run over the fence. Nothing Callie Kahn could do about that one, the left fielder for the Eagles. And it's 8-2 Lakeview here in the top of the fourth. Big hit there by Bruspin. Here's McKenna Anderson, the pitcher, with Bruspin at second base. Still one out. Here's the pitch, and gets by the catcher Bond, and the runner goes from second to third. Wait a minute. Second to third. Yep, Anderson's batting, okay. Well, one hit can change a ball game, and that was that one there so far. And there's a pop up in foul territory. Bond makes the catch in foul territory in front of her own dugout. Two outs. Nice job by the Eagle catcher, Aiden Bond. That's tough for a catcher when you're running and looking up in front of your own dugout. Here's Veldy. Swing and a miss. Two outs now here in the top of the fourth. Runner on third base. That's Emma Brusman. She had the three-run RBI double. And there's a strike. Nice pitch there by Ava Deline, the freshman for the Eagles. 0-2 count. Let's see if Ava can strike her out. And the pitch. Ground ball to Traeger at second. Knocks it down. Throws it to Geiser. And there's a 4-3 put out for the third out. But Lakeview comes up with three runs on three hits. One Eagle error, and they leave a runner on third base. The big hit by left fielder Emma Brusman over Kahn's head to left field, and Lakeview leads 8-2. We'll be back with the Eagles batting in the bottom of the fourth.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
Hi, I'm Callie Kahn with the Lacaparo Valley softball team, and you're listening to LQPV Softball on Q92.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparo Valley. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's 8-2 Lakeview. Batting for Lacaparo Valley is number three. Where are we at here? Eva Traeger batting. The pitch from Anderson is ball two, 2-1. 8-2 score, Lakeview with a big hit, last inning scoring three runs, clearing the bases was Brusman with her hit to left, to the fence, actually. McKenna Anderson winds up, and the pitch. Popped to the right side, fair, goes foul. For Eva Traeger, and Traeger grounded out to the second baseman in her only at bat in the ball game. Anderson, full count here to Eva Traeger. Here's the pitch, line drive, bounce, ground ball, second base, fielded by Feeney, throws the first for the out. One out. And Carson Whitnabel will be batting here for Lacaparo Valley. And the pitch from Anderson is inside for a ball. We'll have baseball for you on Monday, and it's a good rival one. Lacaparo Valley at Dawson Boyd Monday at 4:30 from Nelson Field. I believe it's 4:30. Always nice to go over to Dawson at Nelson Field and call a game. That's Monday night, if it don't rain. Here's a ground ball, hit the second. Feeney goes between her legs out to the infield. And so Carson Whitnabel, that's a give an error there, I think. Feeney Teagan got down on it, but misplayed it there, the second baseman. Now here's Sadie Zarbach with a runner. Eagles have a runner on first base in Whitnabel. Zarbach, the third baseman, she struck out in the second inning. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss.
for strike one. Check out some other games going on around the area tonight. Not very many, really. Swing and a miss for strike two. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapal Valley. There's one out. Runner on first. One ball, two strikes. There's a little changeup. Swing and a miss by Zarbach. She goes down swinging for the second out and brings up I think this is Ashton Shelstead. She's got her coat down there. Don't have a number. I think it's Shelstead. And the pitch there is outside for a ball. Oh, that was a strike. Excuse me. They called it a strike. Next pitch, foul back. Yep, it's Ashton. Ashton Shelstead. We started at 4 o'clock, so we're kind of ahead of the other games. Some games just getting underway. Next pitch popped up. Center field. This is well hit, but it ends the center field. It camps underneath of it and makes the catch for the third out. For the Eagles, no runs and no hits. One Laker error, and they leave Whitney Bowe on at first base. And we're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. It's Lakeview 8, Lacapal Valley 2. We'll be back after a word for our fine sponsors.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you to take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Hi, this is Abby Amlin, and you're listening to the Lacapal softball team on Q92 FM.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hey, Paul Ramo out here at Lacapal Valley. Camden Conference softball, 8-2 Lakers leading the Eagles. Very important Camden Conference game because the Lacapal Valley, they're undefeated in the conference at 4-0. Lakeview is 3-1. All right, here's the Deline, the pitch, and swung on by Kaya Goretzky, and popped up, and Deline makes the catch in the circle. One out. Ava Deline came in relief in the second inning for Maya Mortensen. Her number 14 batter, number 9 batter for Lakeview, Tegan Feeney. She fouls that one off. Two of the score, Lakeview leading Lacapal Valley is a ground ball, and Whitnable at short fields it and throws her out. Two quick outs here for the Eagles. That ball was hit by Feeney, and it kind of went between the legs of Deline, and there, good heads up there by Carson Whitnable to back Deline up and threw her out. So two quick outs, 8-2 the score. Now batting, it's the top of the order for the Lakeview Lakers. Kiara Hens, a senior, she came around to score in the second inning. Next pitch outside. Coach Sawatsky has some very young pitchers in Deline and Mortensen. And if Maya would be back next year, got a good pitching staff. American flag out there in center field, barely moving. You don't see that too often out here at Lacapal Valley with hardly any wind. There's a strike called. Nice pitch by Deline. Two balls, one strike to Kiara Hens. And there's ball four to Kiara. Walk. So after two quick outs, a fly out and a ground out, walk there to Hins. And here's Kiara's sister, Ashton Hins, the sophomore. As I mentioned, the first four batters for Lakeview are Hins. Three are sisters. The other cousin. Pitch is a strike and a throw from Bond down to second base. And we got a stolen base by Kiara Hins. And Coach Sawatsky comes out and wants the base umpire's opinion again, and she was safe. I think Coach Sawatsky said she left too early. That's what the deal was there. It Hins on second base. Here's a ground ball, and Zarbach, goog, bump. And that's going to be an error on Sadie at third. And so the runner goes to third. Kiara Hins, Ashton Hins gets aboard on an error. Ball was hit the third there, and Whit Nabel was there as well. The shortstop, and they just couldn't field it. Here's Taylor Hins, the catcher. She had to take her catching gear off. This is a cousin of Kiara, Ashton, and Avery. Pitch is high for a ball, and Ashton goes down and steals second base. Well, 8-2 Lakeview, leading the Eagles here in the top of the fifth. And a pitch from Deline is outside. Of course, the big hit last inning came from Emma Bruspin. Hit it deep to left field. There's a hard hit ball that's going to go out to center field. That'll score one for sure. Look at the center. Here's the play to the plate. Not in time. Two more runs in. The Hins girls score, and Taylor, solid hit the left, right center field. And now batting is Avery Hins, a sophomore. And the pitch is down low for a ball. So Taylor Hins, the catcher, she's got four RBIs in the game. Next pitch, oh, there's a well-hit ball, and it's going to go in the gap, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Avery Hins on her way to second with a RBI double. One of the best hit balls of the night there. Out the left center field, Kahn and Amlin giving chase. And that scores Taylor easy from third base. And it's 11-2. Oh, there's a well hit ball again, but Kahn going back makes that catch. What a nice catch on the run by Callie Kahn to end the inning. My goodness, if she wouldn't have caught that, a couple runs would have scored for sure. And that was a great catch by Callie Kahn, the senior. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles have their work cut out for them. They're down 11-2. We'll be right back.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles are down 11-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. And as we come out of commercial break, Aiden Bond just threw a walk. So the Eagles have a runner on first base. Here's Callie Kahn, who made a tremendous running catch there to end that inning, running back off a well-hit ball. And if that would have got by Callie, that would have scored one run for sure, maybe two. Well, the freshman pitcher for Lakeview, Anderson, throws to Callie and gets by the catcher, allows Bond down to second base. Monday, I'll be in Dawson at Nelson Field. The Blackjacks hosting the Eagles on Monday. I believe that's a 4:30 start there in Dawson. Oh, there's a shot to the right field. It's going to drop in there. Kahn, and around the third, here's Aiden Bond. He's going to score easy. And Callie Kahn with an RBI single to right. Boy, she's swinging a hot bat, Callie Kahn. Last few games, she had a home run and a triple. I think last night she had a home run and triple. Here's Maddie Geiser. See if the Eagles can rally here. They're down 11-3. Geiser showing bunt, pulls it back. Kahn down the second. Here's the throw. Goes out in the center field. And it gets by the center fielder. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Kahn will score easy. And listen to the Lacapaw Valley crowd. Don't see that too often. Kahn stealing second, and the ball went over center fielder's head, or the second baseman's head out in the center field, and then it got by the center fielder. He went all the way to the fence, and Kahn scored easy, and it's 11-4 now. Timeout called. The Lakers head coach is out there to talk to her infield with Maddie Geiser. At the plate, nobody on, nobody out. If this is a big inning for Lacapaw Valley. Maddie Geiser reached on an air and then grounded out to the pitcher in her last at-bat. Here's the pitch from McKenna Anderson. And that's a ball. One ball, one strike. Maddie, I think she's just a sophomore, I think. The next pitch is a ball. A ninth grader. Maddie Geiser is a freshman. Young Eagle team here. But they have a couple good senior leaders on the squad. Here's a ground ball. Hit the hens at short. Throws the first, and they get Geiser. One out. 6-3 put out. Tune in tomorrow morning for the coaches show. We start at 8:30 in the spring because we've got so many coaches to get on. We'll start with both golf coaches at 8:30 and try to throw in tennis there. And we'll try to get a hold of head coach Molly Hennon like we did a couple Saturdays ago. The boys volleyball team, they're down in the cities. There's a ground ball there by Abby Amlin, foul. Lacapaw volleyball team, they're in the cities for a tournament, I believe, tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow for sure. Spring Lake Park, yep. Swing and a miss. Abby chased a high fastball there. Nice pitch there by McKenna Anderson, the freshman for the Lakers. Hey, speaking of volleyball, I'm going to be in Wilmer with the boys' volleyball team on Tuesday. There's a pop foul out of play over the dugout. Now the Lacapaw Valley boys will be traveling to Wilmer. They're going to meet St. Cloud Tech halfway, and it's at the rec center, the Wilmer Hockey Arena, Civic Center, they used to call it anyway. And I'll be out there. We're going to be broadcasting the match. I believe it starts around 7 o'clock this coming Tuesday. So tune in for Lacapaw Valley Boys Volleyball. One ball, two strikes to Abby Amlin. Let's see what Abby's done. She's had a tough day at the plate. There's a solid hit to right field. She's not having a tough. Oh, she's going to try to turn it into a double, and she does. Oh, how about that? Nice base running by Abby. Just a routine hit ball to right field. The right fielder, Valdi, got it in. Abby didn't break straight. I don't know if that was Coach Lee over there at first base sending her, if Abby did that on her own, but she got it in the second base. Now here's number four, Raya Borsted, a senior. Raya's made contact both
times at the plate, flying out to third base and right field. Swing and a miss for a strike. One ball, one strike to Raya Borstedt. Good base running there by Amlin. Heads up. One ball, one strike to Raya. Next pitch, ground ball to the right side of the field. Feeney fields it, throws to first, and there's your second out. A 4-3 put out there. And now it's up to Eva Traeger to see if she can hit in Abby Amlin from third base. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 11-4. Traeger at the plate. Pitch is way high. Nice stop by the catcher, Hins. Traeger's grounded out twice to the second baseman, Feeney, in her two at-bats. Next pitch from Anderson is down low for a ball. Got Abby at third base. 11-4 is the score, Lakeview. Lakeview 3-1 in the Camden Conference. Here's the pitch. Ooh, a little change up and just missed for ball. Good pitch there by the ninth grader. Good crowd on hand here this afternoon for Acapulco Valley softball. Next pitch called back to the backstop. At the plate, Eva Traeger. She should get a base hit. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch from Anderson popped to the right side of the field. The first baseman there, and I think she made the catch. She did for the third out. Nice job by Kaya Kervexi. I'll get that right. We'll just call her Kaya for now. Nice job by the Lakeview first baseman. That'll end the inning. But the Eagles come up with two runs on two hits, one Laker error, and they leave one on base, Amlin at third. We'll go to the top of the sixth. It's Lakeview 11, Lockport Valley 4. You're listening to Eagle Softball right here on Q92.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at Lockport Valley High School. Ava Deline in the circle for the Eagles. She came in relief of Maya Mortensen. Lakers lead 11-4. We're in the sixth inning already. And batting for the Lakeview Lakers, number 11, the pitcher, McKenna Anderson. She's walked, got a single, and then popped out to Aiden Bond, the catcher. Two balls, one strike to Anderson. Well, the Eagles, Coach Swatsky having the Amlin come in, the center fielder, way in. Abby's just a little bit behind second base, still on the grass. Pitches inside. I like the way Aiden Bond catches for the Eagles. I mean, she really tries to pull the glove in there, call it a strike. And the pitch, ground ball to Traeger at second. Nice fielding play to Geiser. I tell you what, this number 11, Anderson, the pitcher, she can fly. But she grounds out. Nice job by Traeger again. 4-3 put out. And here's Morgan Veldy for the Lakeview Lakers. Deline in her windup in the pitch. And that just missed high for a ball. Hard to believe going to be May next week. Next Friday, it'll be May 1st. How about that? And, you know, already start thinking section play. 2-0 count Here's the pitch. There's a shot to right center field off the bat of Veldy, and that's going to go all the way to the fence. And now she's going to try for three, and she's going in with a triple. Wow. The ball was, I didn't think it was hit that hard. But Borstad, the right fielder, and Hamlin, the center fielder, got between them and all the way to the fence. And so Veldy makes it to third base. There's the first baseman, Kaya. And the pitch is outside. Kovretsky. Coach was trying to tell me how to pronounce her last name before the game. She had to run it by me a few times. I'm still butchering it. I know I am. I apologize. 2-0 count. Pitch outside for ball. Lakeview, the runner on third base. 3-0 count to the first baseman for Lakeview, Kaya. And the pitch from Deline is a strike. Oh, ball four. Walk. The third walk given up there by Deline since coming in relief. And now she goes down to second, didn't even hesitate. So Lakeview with runners on second and third, and it's the number nine batter, the second baseman, Tegan Feeney. One out here in the top of the sixth. There's a popped up, Borstad coming in, and she stumbled a little bit and can't make the catch. That's going to score two. Here's the play to the plate. Maybe not score two. She's out. Was that Eva Traeger with the relay? Wow. Just one score. Veldy scores, but trying to score was Kaya from second base, and she was thrown out by the plate. Good relay by Borstad. I believe it was the Traeger. And to home to Bonney, threw her out at the plate. Here's a ground ball left field by Hens, the top of the order. Base hit for Hens. And an RBI there for Feeney. You got to get caught up in my scorebook here. Runners on the corners now for Lakeview. Here's Ashton Hens. She swings at the ball, fouls it back. There's two outs. The Eagles need to get this last out here. 12-4 now, the score. And Aston Hinn, she has scummer on the score, all four of her bats, at bats. Ground ball, fouled on the first base side. So Aston, just a 10th grader, has reached base all four times. She had the big two RBI double in the second inning. And she reached on errors in her third and fourth at bat. Lakeview runners on the corners, the pitch is high. And trying down to second base was Hens. Ashton Hens batting. Got to say the first names because the first four batters are Hens. Here we go. Oh, change up, strike three. Oh, and that'll end the inning. What a pitch by Ava Deline. Wow, what a nasty changeup that was. Nice pitch. That was the best pitch of the game right there by Deline. So that'll end the sixth inning, one run on two hits and one error and two left on base for Lakeview. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lockpaw coming to bat and see if they can get the bats going. They're down 12-4. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Hey, 9, Patrick. All right, so 7, 8, 9 batters for Lacapal Valley. Carson Whitnable batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles are down 12-4 to the Lakeview Lakers in a very important Camden Conference game here early in the season. Both teams right behind Minneota Canby. A 1-2 to Carson. Here's the pitch from Anderson, swing and a miss, struck her out. There's 1, 5, 6, strikeout number 6 there for the ninth grader, McKenna Anderson. Here's Sadie Zarbach. Sadie's had a tough day at the plate. She's struck out twice. Got a ball on her, and the next pitch, swing and a miss for strike one to Sadie as she looks down to Coach Sawatsky. And the windup, Anderson, swing and a miss for strike three. My fault. So back-to-back strikeouts there for McKenna Anderson, striking out Whitnable and Zarbach, and here's Ashton Shelstead. Ashton, just an eighth grader, takes the pitch down low. 12-4 your score. But a few Lakeview fans making the trip to Lacapal Valley, sitting down the first base side. And a foul ball there by Shelstead. If Ashton would get aboard, then we're at the top of the order. Yeah, so next Monday I'll be at Dawson Boyd with the Blackjack baseball team hosting Lacapal Valley. Tuesday I'll be up in Wilmer with the Lacapal Valley boys volleyball team. Next pitch outside, 2-1. And tune in tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the coaches show here on Q92 with Dick Newman. 2-1. Oh, she chased a high fastball, Ashton did, for strike two. Well, Anderson could get a mowing down inning here. 2-2, 2 outs. And McKenna in her windup in the pitch. That is, missed. That'll look close from up here. Full count to Ashton. She's got her coat on. Full count pitch. Ball four. Good at bat there for Ashton. So the Eagles get a base runner here in the bottom of the sixth, and now we're going to go to the top of the order, and Aiden Bond. Aiden has come around to score, got a base hit in the first inning, and walked to the last two at-bats, came around to score three times here in the ballgame. She's squaring on to pull the bunt bat. There's a throw to second, and not in time. Shelstead steals second base. Shelstead in scoring position for Lacapal Valley. Aiden Bond at the plate for the Eagles. Anderson's pitch is high and away for ball. Of course, we started at 4 o'clock, so we're ahead of most of the games here. I'll try to get you some scores here in a little bit from other games. I know the baseball team's up in Hancock. Pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Next pitch is outside. Anderson running on second. That's Shelstead, swing and a miss, struck her out. So Anderson strikes out three Eagle batters here in the bottom of the sixth. For the Eagles, no runs. No hits, no errors, and they leave Shelstead at second base. We'll go to the top of the seventh. We've reached the seventh, and McCray, or Lacapal Valley, has a 12-4 lead. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year.
All right, here we go, folks. Top of the seventh inning, Lakeview leading the Eagles 12-4. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for Camden Conference softball action. 3, 4, and 5 batters that Ava Deline will face. Taylor Hins, Avery Hins, and Emma Brusman. Left-handed batter to catcher Taylor Hins at the plate. Just 4 RBIs in the game. 2-0 count to Taylor. An RBI in the first, an RBI in the second, and a 2 RBI single in the fifth. Next pitch, ooh, I think that was a ball, ball 3. Well, and the Eagles come up to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. They got a lot of work to do. Everybody gets a hit. Pitch outside, ball 4. So here's Avery Hins, the center fielder, batting, number 9. She had an RBI single to left center field. Her last at-bat, actually she hit the ball twice, and her 2 hits have been the left center field. She squares around the bunt, bunts it, falls. Zarbach lets it go. Good decision there by Sadie. Tell you what, I'm impressed with the speed of the Lakeview Lakers on the bases. They are fast. One strike here to Avery. With her cousin Taylor at first base. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Nice pitch there by Deline. Ava throws a good fastball. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Little change up, and that just missed. Oh, called strike 3. Excuse me. I think Avery was a little surprised too. I thought it was high. Umpire didn't think so. Nice pitch. That's a nice change up by Deline. One out. Here's Emma Brusman. There's another changeup. Throw it on the first from Bond, the geyser, and Hins gets in there safely. Well, Brusman had the big hit in the fourth inning, a 3 RBI double clearing the bases, and she hits that one high in the air, and that's going to drop in there right center field, and that goes to the fence. And rounding third is Hins to come home. And there's another RBI for Emma Brusman. Wow. I didn't think it was that hard a hit ball, but it was. And Borsted, the right fielder, Hamlin, the center fielder, couldn't get there. And here's a shot off the glove of Geyser, the first baseman. Goes out to foul territory and right. That's going to score another run. And Brusman scores. That was the pitcher, Anderson. Just a kind of a line drive more in to the first baseman. And Geyser put her glove up and just ricocheted off her glove. And then it went into foul territory down the right field line. And that allowed Brusman to score from second, and it's 14-4. Here's a hard hit ball to Whitnable at short. Quick throw to first. Nice play. They get the out. Wow. That was Beldy. 6-3 put out for the second out. That was probably the hardest hit ball on the ground, anyway, in the game. And Whitnable fielded that one really nice. Here's Kaya. The first baseman, 14-4. And there's a ground ball. Oh, Traeger scoops it up in her glove. What did I find? Ava Traeger off a bullet. Wow. Those are some good plays there. Defensive plays there by the Eagles there in that inning. But they're down by 10, 14-4, and they're coming to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll find out what happens right after a word from our fine sponsors.
And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen, Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Callie Kahn just hit the ball to right field, goes all the way to the fence. Kahn on her way to third. She's safe with a triple. Callie Kahn, as we come out of commercial break, took the first pitch and laced it deep to right center field and made it all the way to third base. Well, the Eagles are down 14-4 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Matty Geiser, swing and fall back. I've said this every time Callie Kahn's come up to the plate. She is probably the hottest hitter in the Canada Conference right now. 14-4, the Eagles down. There's a long fly ball by Geiser, and it goes over to left fielder's head. Geiser's on her way to second with an RBI double for Matty Geiser, scoring Kahn from third. 14-5, nobody out. Can the Eagles do it? Here's Abby Hamlin. My goodness. Two batters and two big hits. And Anderson's pitch is outside to Abby Hamlin, who had a double in the fifth inning. Eagles have been hitting the ball all week long here. Foul ball there by Hamlin. But Anderson, the ninth grade pitcher, has kind of stopped the hit parade by the Eagles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Wow, that was an impressive first two at-bats for Lacapaw Valley here in the bottom of the seventh. Kahn and Geiser hitting the ball all the way to the fence. The pitch swung on and fell back by Abby Hamlin. Eagles scored a run in the first, a run in the third, and seventh. Well, our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Here's the one ball, two-strike pitch. High for ball two to Abby Hamlin. We have a Neon Needles post-game show. We'll name a WOW Ottawashan Laundromat play of the game. And a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. Full count to Abby Hamlin with a runner on second. There is nobody out. Here's the windup in the pitch. Popped up. Right side of the field is going drifting foul, and they can't get to it. So Abby stays alive with a full count. Lakeview's pitcher, McKenna Anderson, just a ninth grader, doing a great job in the circle for the Lakers. Here's the windup in the full count pitch. Foul back. Abby stays alive, hits it back to the backstop. Yeah. Tough call. Full count pitch. There's a shot to center, right to the center fielder. She makes the catch. Throw to second. Geiser just got back. Avery Hens, the senior, out in center field. Abby Hamlin hit it right to her. That was well hit ball. Good contact by Hamlin, but right to the center fielder. Here's Raya Borstedt. 14-5 is the score. Lakers leading. Borstedt, pitch, swing and a miss.
for strike two. 0-2 to Raya. Wind up and popped up beyond the first base dugout. I'm impressed with the crowd here today. Beautiful, beautiful day. My kind of temperatures. Now the American flag's dead still out there in center field. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another strike out there. 5, 6, 7. Strikeout number 8 for McKenna Anderson. Eagles are down to their last out, Eva Traeger. And the pitch is a strike. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning out here at La Caparo Valley, 14-5 Lakers. There's a ground ball, might sneak through. No, the shortstop feels it, not going to have a play. Throw to third, and Geiser gets back. Geiser rounded third. I think we're going to give a base hit there to Eva. Tough play there. So runners on the corners, Eagles staying alive. Isn't that a Bee Gees song, Staying Alive, I think? Bee Gees, yeah. Carson Whitnabel, see if she can keep it going here for the Eagles. Runners on the corners. Pitch is outside for a ball. Carson reached on air. She was hit by a pitch, and she struck out her three at-bats. The pitch. Outside gets by the catcher. Geiser stays at third. But Traeger will go down to second base. So a base hit here by Whitnabel could score two and cut that lead in half. 14-5 right now. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Anderson's pitch. Swung on and foul back. Two strikes on Whitnabel. So McKenna Anderson, the freshman pitcher for Lakeview, one strike away from a win. 1-2 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. That's low for a ball. 2-2 count. 2-2 count. Two outs, two on. The pitch from Anderson. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. She fields it, throws the first for the out. And the Lakeview Lakers defeat La Caparo Valley 14-5 in this non-conference game. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Lakeview defeats La Capal Valley 14-5. A lot of errors there for the Eagles early in the ball game, but they settled down. Ava Deline did a nice job in relief for La Capal Valley. Line scores read, Lakeview 14 runs. I got them for 13 hits. They had three errors. They left nine on base. La Capal Valley, five runs on seven hits, four errors, and they left eight on base. So your final score, 14-5. For La Capal Valley, Aiden Bond reached base three times. An RBI by Callie Kahn. She had one heck of a hit there in the fifth inning. And in the fifth inning, Callie Kahn did. Maddie Geiser had an RBI in the sixth. But for Lakeview, the big hit came from number four, Emma Brusman. How do you say your name, Emma?
Brusman. Yeah, you did it right.
I did it right. Good. I did something right today. Well, you had the big hit, a three RBI double. Oh, talk about that hit.
Well, I've just been working lately on just getting good contact, get my timing down, and just keep my form really good, and I think that time I just really connected with it.
Yeah, did it feel good when it left
really
the
good.
Bat? I thought when I left your bat, I thought it was going to be a home run.
I thought it did too, honestly. I was like, please be out. But, yeah.
This was a big Camden Conference game for you guys against Foxborough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Talk about your team here.
Well, the past few years, we just have been really trying to build ourselves mentally, and this team has put us in our place, and so it just felt really good for us to finally get our turn and put us in their place, and we've just been working really hard to just stay connected, keep our minds in the game, one play at a time.
Right. Talk about she's a ninth grader, your pitcher, right?
Yes, she is. She's amazing.
McKenna, is it?
Yes, McKenna. Anderson?
Okay, talk about her. She did a great job tonight.
She does amazing, always amazing. She came up to play our JV in sixth grade. Just a couple times, and she's really stepped up to be an important part of our game. And we love having her. She's so fun at practice. She's just a really good sport, and I hope she can find a way to play in college someday.
All right,
that's what she wants to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What's your plans? You're a sophomore?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm just here loving the game.
Good. You do other sports?
Yeah, I play basketball and I shoot trap.
Oh, you shoot trap?
I do.
That's going on this right now, right?
It is, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I covered track once. I should do more of that.
So. Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on the big hit. You're the Neon Needles Subway player of the game.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you know how we do this, but we take a picture. Just keep the headset on there.
Okay.
And we'll hold that right there. and we take a picture and we put it on Neon Needles website, and we that's how we do that. So
perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, this is here. Get this ugly in the background. There we go.
Okay.
Put it down so you see Lakeview. Okay. There we go. 1, 2, 3. Good job. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate your
time.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's Emma Brusbin, and she said I said her name right. Okay, while you're up here, Emma, how do you say Kaya's name?
Gavareski.
I was close.
You were.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right, once again, 14-5. Lakeview defeats Lacapaw Valley here tonight. Out here at Lacapaw Valley. It looks like they're going to play a JV game here in a little bit as well. Tune in tomorrow morning, 8:15 for the coaches show, or 8:30, I should say, 8:30 tomorrow morning for the coaches show. Our next broadcast will come on. Our next broadcast will come Monday. I'll be at Lacapaw Valley, or I'll be at Dawson Boyd Monday with the Blackjacks. Hosting Lacapaw Valley. That's Monday at 4:30. Bart Hill will be joining me. Hey, I got Coach Swatsky up here with me. He just kind of ran into a little. Well, you talk about the game, Scott.
Well, Lakeview is an up and coming team. Lenny has done an awesome job with them, and we've known that they gave our team last year with a bunch of seniors kind of a run for our money, and so we knew that we were going to be coming into a dogfight, and we knew they had a nice young pitcher coming through, and then they just play the game. Honestly, they play the game like we do. They're aggressive on the bases.
They're fast.
They're very fast. Their IQs are high, so they know what they're looking for. So it really comes down to execution, and I felt like they really did a nice job of executing, played nice defense, complimentary ball, and we just didn't tonight.
Yep.
You know, too many walks, too many errors. And that's a big deal, given extra base runners. But that doesn't take away from Lakeview, because they put the pressure on us and played a nice game. And they're dangerous. They're a dangerous team.
It was a big Camden Conference game early in the season here, wasn't it?
It really was. You know, the way things are looking right now, I don't mean to downplay anybody, but Mineota's going to be tough. They've got a horse in Hennen, YME, of course, is going to be tough with Sneller throwing, and then you got Lakeview, and they've got a nice young pitcher, and then just an all-around solid team. So, and I feel like we're still in the mix. You know, it's a game that I would have liked to see us perform a little bit better in. But like I told the girls, now we've got a choice on how we're going to bounce back from this. We can either be drooling and ready for our next opponent and get after it, or we can fold over. And I just think with our group of girls, they're going to be hungry and ready to go.
Right. How about Callie Kahn? She ripped one here in the fifth inning, a two RBI single. She had a big game last night, too, didn't she?
She's had pretty much
swinging.
A big game. I think it looks like a watermelon to her right now. You know, it doesn't matter who's coming at her. She is just pounding everything. And, she is.
Yeah, she's got to be one of the best hitters in the Camden Conference right now.
I have to believe that she is, and I'm not going to tell you what she's hitting because I don't want to jinx anybody. But I'll tell you, it's impressive. And she's strong. She's athletic. I joke with her a lot. I'm like, geez, you're almost as fast as I am. Which she knows that she's much faster than I am. She's got good wheels on the bases, and you know, she's only been playing since her sophomore year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she was a trackster right away, and so she's really developed into a nice player.
Wow, nice. Hey, your top of the order, like Aiden Bond, came around, scored three times, making contact, getting on the bases, no matter, you know, however you can get on the base. So
she's a gamer.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, she's a
good catcher.
She does a great job for us, and when we get her on the bases, we know that it's going to put us in some good situations to score some runs. So, yeah.
And your two young pitchers, Mortensen and Deline.
Yeah,
they're just ninth graders. They're going to take some bumps and learn.
They are, you know, and we put Maya Mortensen out for her first start tonight.
Oh, that was her first start.
That was her first start.
Okay.
She's been in a couple games, and she zings it pretty good. Right now we've got to hone in the control a little bit, but if we can do that, if we can keep her confident and rolling, you just never know what the end of the season's going to look like, because she's got some nasty spin on her ball too, so it moves quite a bit. And then Ava's been really solid for us. and you know, and then last night we had Riley Clark too. So we do have, and she's a 10th grader. So, you know, these girls have worked hard, yep. And I think are putting us in a situation for the most part to win. Today maybe wasn't our best showing, but we'll bounce back next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the Coach's Show.
Sounds good. Thanks for being here, Paul.
You bet. Love it. Love my new digs here.
It's beautiful up here.
All right. Head coach Scott Sawatsky. The Eagles fall to a good Lakeview team, as we mentioned, 14-3. Hey, our WOW Ottawash and Laundromat play of the game. I'm going to go with a couple of them. Ava Traeger at second base, she stopped a rocket. That's probably the hardest hit ball of the game. And threw the runner out there at the end of the game. That was a great defensive play. Callie Kahn, a WOW Ottawash, Laundromat play of the game, too, in left field with her catch. Tremendous defensive play, a couple of defensive plays there for the Eagles. And that is our WOW Ottawash and Laundromat play of the game. All right, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Coaches Show. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Chris Wazinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. It's time for local news on Q92, brought to you by CCM Health Montevideo.
Elevate your fitness journey at the CCM Wellness Center. Whether you're shooting hoops, mastering pickleball, or interested in group fitness classes, we've got something for everyone. Our state-of-the-art cardio equipment and free weight area are here to help you reach your fitness goals. And our kids zone will leave the whole family smiling. The CCM Wellness Center isn't just about staying fit. It's about community. Our welcoming atmosphere and helpful staff create the perfect environment to meet new friends and stay on track. Start living fit and transform your life. Join the CCM Wellness Center today.
A 50-year-old woman and a 46-year-old man from Clarus City are in custody in the Kandi Ohi County Jail facing first-degree controlled substance charges and firearms-related charges stemming from search warrants executed on their vehicle and residence by the local drug